More Idaho Matters right now. Story Story Night is back with a special edition being held at the Amphitheater at Jump in downtown Boise. Story Story Porch Night will center on an outdoor photography exhibit that is featuring local families on their front steps. And then the stories that evening will focus on what it felt like to be on the inside looking out over this last year. Joining us today to talk more are Jody Eichelberger, Artistic Director of Story Story Night, and photographer Michelle Bliss. Thanks, guys, for joining us.
Hello, Gemma.
Hello. So great to be here.
Oh, good. So, Jody, I want to start with you. I love this idea. How did it come? How did it come about?
Well, I mean, we're like Madonna. We just keep reinventing ourselves every every month. But this show, yeah, it's a brand new format. And really, it came by Michelle reaching out to us with this idea of, hey, what if we took this material that I've collected and made it into a live storytelling show? And so she and I have been working together for several months to make that happen, to get the story kind of behind the photos.
So Michelle, tell us about some of these photos.
Yeah, well, we have 48 families that are featured in the project itself. And then from there, working together with Jody, we have kind of pared it down to a handful of people that are going to be willing to share their story live with us. And what we have on the panels is a documentation from 2020 and then moving into 2021, the experiences of these families and what it was like during the onset of the pandemic. So the first image and the first time that I met with these families was when shelter in place was happening. And then fast forward to 2021, we're kind of thinking that things are opening up and our lives are, you know, making another transition kind of forward. Unbeknownst to us, there's still residual things that maybe a handful of us are still going through from last year and now maybe that we're carrying with us. So all the stories are different and so uniquely define each family or individual's experience over the last couple of years.
So you've taken photos of these families, Michelle, if I'm understanding correctly, over this last 18 months.
Yes, yes. And I collected narrative, meaning there were some questions that last year we asked. And then again, we followed up this year and similarly asked questions, different questions than last year. But that really leaned into the experience itself beyond just the image and the time that I spent photographing them.
Yeah. And Jody, I know you can't tell us, you know, all about the storytellers. I mean, we want to leave some of it as a surprise. But within these stories, is there anything in particular that has stood out to you while working with Michelle and these folks who are willing to talk about their experience?
Well, one of the things that's very different about this show is normally we have a single storyteller at the mic, and in some cases we have more than one person sharing the story, so there's already multiple perspectives. But also the story that is revealed in the photos themselves, like hearing more about that. I mean, one photo that's incredibly dramatic is you have a family in front of a house, and the next photo, the whole house is gone, and there's nothing left but the house number on a pole. And so it's like, well, what's this? What's happening here? Tell us about that. And what was revealed was rather surprising because the story really turns into this person's connection with floors and their love of floors and emotional moments that have happened in their life, whether it's pounding on a floor or collapsing in joy. And that becomes a real interesting metaphor and emotional thread in that story. But the range is, you know, there's love, found love during this time, literally swiping in Tinder, and also loss and grieving, loss of pets, loss of family members. And, you know, in some of the pictures, there's a missing person. What's really fun is to find the story of something that's not in the photo, like what's just to the person's left that has become significant that we can't see, or even how they feel about their photos and how the person in the photos captured with this distance between them has new ideas and a different viewpoint.
So this is, so Story Story Porch Night is taking place September 28th in the amphitheater, so outdoors at Jump. I'm assuming tickets are still available.
Yeah, for this one, yeah. Last time we talked, we were already sold out of our show.
I know you were.
To your interview. But this one, we still have tickets available at storystorynight.org. And we've also invited, in the spirit of families, we've invited a family of fiddlers. Fiddle Express are going to be our guest musicians. And I think there are five of them. And there's going to be some surprises with that, too. Kind of amplifying that porch atmosphere of, you know, like we all do, you know, sit out on your porch and play fiddles.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I do.
Yeah, I knew.
I want to thank you both for coming in. What a great idea to be able to hear people's stories about this last year and a half, and maybe hopefully find some unity in that. We've been talking with Jody Eichelberger. He's the artistic director of Story Story Night, and photographer Michelle Bliss. She, of course, took all the photos for this event. It is September 28th at Jump. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
And I want to thank all of you for joining us today. Our producers are Samantha Wright and Frankie Barnhill. Tess Goodwin is our production assistant. Our executive producers, Paul Stribling and Tom Michael. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It is Friday. I hope you have a really great weekend, and we'll see you back here next week.